Listen to a recording. While listening, tick the correct answer, A, B, C, or D. There is only one correct answer to each question. You will hear the recording twice. There will be a break of 1 minute at the end of the first recording and a break of 1 minute at the end of the second recording to complete the task. You now have 2 minutes to read the statements below. Good luck!
Okay, Jeff, the donut was born in Rockport, Maine?
It was, sort of.
Sort of?
Sort of. I mean, the donut had its precursors.
Well, I get that. And of course, Dunkin' Donuts was born in New England, so maybe this all makes sense.
That's right. But before there was Dunkin', there needed to be a donut.
Yes, well, that makes total sense.
So let's head back to 1847 and witness the birth of a legend.
It's the spring of 1847 here in Goose River, Maine. Goose River is a seafaring town, to be sure. Fishing, shipping, and shipbuilding are big industries here, but also ice harvesting in the winter.
Sure.
The ice is shipped by boat south, where they sell it to warmer climates. The other big business here is the extraction of lime for construction, cleaning, and even fertilization. Lime is shipped all over the world from this harbor.
And sailors are busy people. I mean, they need to have their ships and cargo ready because time and tide wait for no one. And sometimes that means skipping meals or grabbing food and eating while you work.
Oh, yeah, sure, I can relate. There's plenty of times that I need to eat on the job or on my way to work.
And a favorite treat around these parts is something called an oily cake. It's deep fried. Mm. It's a round cake coated with sugar. Oh. It's delicious, but it's messy.
Well, some of the best treats are messy.
That's true.
Enter 16-year-old Hanson Crockett Gregory. He's a local kid who finds work as a cabin boy and cook on a lime trading schooner. With the schooner at sea and the ocean and weather relatively calm, there's a little more time for cooking and eating. Young Hanson Gregory has quite the appetite, especially for these oily cakes, or as he sometimes calls them, fried cakes. He can't get enough of them, so he makes a bunch for himself and his crew. Still, Gregory does see one big problem with the oily cakes.
What's that?
Well, they're messy for one.
Yeah, sure.
But the bigger problem is that the middle part is often undercooked. The cooking oil pools in the middle and soaks the cake underneath.
Mm, sure.
Gregory figures there has to be a better way.
So there's Gregory shaping the dough into round cakes and getting them ready to fry up in oil. He's working the dough, he's forming the shapes, and that's when Ray, what's happening?
Oh, I'm not sure, Jeff. I'm hearing the voices of angels.
Yeah.
I see a light shining down from heaven. It's shining on that round lid on that tin box in Gregory's galley.
Time slows. For Gregory, it's like the ship has stopped moving at sea. Every sailor on board seems frozen in time, except for the young cook. He hears the voice of God. He sees the round lid on the tin box. He sees the round dough cakes. He sees the round tin. He sees the dough cakes, the round tin, the cakes, the tin. Look! Gregory just pushed the uncooked dough over the round lid and knocked a hole in the middle of the cake, so now it's a ring.
And just like that, the time-space continuum returns to normal. The ship is sailing again. The crew is going about their business. And that's when Gregory tosses his ring of dough into the hot oil. A few minutes later, out pops an oily cake cooked to perfection, with no undercooked dough in the middle, no pool of oil, just a perfect round cake.
The crew agrees this version of the oily cake is better. It's a huge improvement. When the ship returns to the port at Goose River, Hanson Gregory races home to show his mom, Mary, his new invention. His mother is impressed.
Gregory finds some tin to form the perfect shape for making these holes in the oily cakes. And pretty soon, Mary begins making these new treats in bulk and selling them along Maine's mid-coast. And suddenly, the donut is born.
You know, there's a second version to the birth story of the legend of the donut.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
It still gives credit to Captain Hanson Gregory Crockett. Anyway, the story goes he was tired of the oily, undercooked middle of the oily cake, so he jammed it on the end of a spoke in the ship's wheel to knock it out, and that's how the donut was born.
Oh, I got it.
And we must admit to taking some liberties, Ray. We can't be sure that time stopped, angels sang, and God spoke.
No, but that's probably what happened.
That has to be how it happened. I can't think of another way.
Okay, Jeff, the donut was born in Rockport, Maine?
It was, sort of.
Sort of?
Sort of. I mean, the donut had its precursors.
Well, I get that. And of course, Dunkin' Donuts was born in New England, so maybe this all makes sense.
That's right. But before there was Dunkin', there needed to be a donut.
Yes, well, that makes total sense.
So let's head back to 1847 and witness the birth of a legend.
It's the spring of 1847 here in Goose River, Maine. Goose River is a seafaring town, to be sure. Fishing, shipping, and shipbuilding are big industries here, but also ice harvesting in the winter.
Sure.
The ice is shipped by boat south, where they sell it to warmer climates. The other big business here is the extraction of lime for construction, cleaning, and even fertilization. Lime is shipped all over the world from this harbor.
And sailors are busy people. I mean, they need to have their ships and cargo ready because time and tide wait for no one. And sometimes that means skipping meals or grabbing food and eating while you work.
Oh, yeah, sure, I can relate. There's plenty of times that I need to eat on the job or on my way to work.
And a favorite treat around these parts is something called an oily cake. It's deep fried. Mm. It's a round cake coated with sugar. Oh. It's delicious, but it's messy.
Well, some of the best treats are messy.
That's true.
Enter 16-year-old Hanson Crockett Gregory. He's a local kid who finds work as a cabin boy and cook on a lime trading schooner. With the schooner at sea and the ocean and weather relatively calm, there's a little more time for cooking and eating. Young Hanson Gregory has quite the appetite, especially for these oily cakes, or as he sometimes calls them, fried cakes. He can't get enough of them, so he makes a bunch for himself and his crew. Still, Gregory does see one big problem with the oily cakes.
What's that?
Well, they're messy for one.
Yeah, sure.
But the bigger problem is that the middle part is often undercooked. The cooking oil pools in the middle and soaks the cake underneath.
Sure.
Gregory figures there has to be a better way.
So there's Gregory shaping the dough into round cakes and getting them ready to fry up in oil. He's working the dough, he's forming the shapes, and that's when... Ray, what's happening?
Oh, I'm not sure, Jeff. I'm hearing the voices of angels.
Yeah.
I see a light shining down from heaven. It's shining on that round lid, on that tin box in Gregory's galley.
Time slows. For Gregory, it's like the ship has stopped moving at sea. Every sailor on board seems frozen in time, except for the young cook. He hears the voice of God. He sees the round lid on the tin box. He sees the round dough cakes. He sees the round tin. He sees the dough cakes, the round tin, the cakes, the tin. Look, Gregory just pushed the uncooked dough over the round lid and knocked a hole in the middle of the cake, so now it's a ring.
And just like that, the time-space continuum returns to normal. The ship is sailing again. The crew is going about their business. And that's when Gregory tosses his ring of dough into the hot oil. A few minutes later, out pops an oily cake cooked to perfection, with no undercooked dough in the middle, no pool of oil, just a perfect round cake.
The crew agrees this version of the oily cake is better. It's a huge improvement. When the ship returns to the port at Goose River, Hans and Gregory races home to show his mom, Mary, his new invention. His mother is impressed.
Gregory finds some tin to form the perfect shape for making these holes in the oily cakes. And pretty soon, Mary begins making these new treats in bulk and selling them along Maine's midcoast. And suddenly, the donut is born.
You know, there's a second version to the birth story of the legend of the donut.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
It still gives credit to Captain Hans and Gregory Crockett. Anyway, the story goes he was tired of the oily, undercooked middle of the oily cake, so he jammed it on the end of a spoke in the ship's wheel to knock it out, and that's how the donut was born.
Oh, I got it.
And we must admit to taking some liberties, Ray. We can't be sure that time stopped, angels sang, and God spoke.
No, but that's probably what happened.
That has to be how it happened. I can't think of another way.